Europe. Charlemagne. The other villain. Fethullah Gulen shares blame for the state of Turkey today.
You might think that by now Turkey had run out of handcuffs, but although the wave of arrests related to the bizarre coup attempt that rocked the country in the summer of 2016 has certainly slowed, it has not stopped. Every week seems to bring a new roundup of suspected members of the Gulen community, or Cemaat, the Islamist movement that President Recep Tayyip Erdogan blames for the coup. At least 41 people, many of them soldiers, were detained on July 27th. Warrants for over two dozen others were issued last week. Nearly 600,000 people, most of them suspected Gulenists, have been investigated since the coup. Nearly 100,000 have been arrested. Most had only tenuous links to the movement, such as having an account at a Gulenist bank. Some appear to have been tortured in captivity. But while there's sympathy among Turks for individual victims of Mr. Erdogan's purges, there is practically none for the Cemaat as a whole, and even less for its leader Fethullah Gulen, an aging imam living in exile in Pennsylvania. Ask almost anyone in Turkey, including Mr. Erdogan's most bitter foes, and you will hear that compared with Mr. Gulen, Turkey's leader is the lesser of two evils. Mr. Erdogan is an autocrat and a bully, but no one helped him cripple Turkey's democracy more than Mr. Gulen and his sect. The movement is a tough nut to crack. From the 1970s onwards, it attracted hundreds of thousands of followers, drawn mostly from among the poor and devout students who gravitated to its prep schools and dorms. After the end of the Cold War, it began to market itself as the torchbearer of an enlightened Islam, setting up foundations abroad and winning a circle of Western well-wishers. But it was only when Mr. Erdogan and his Justice and Development Party came to power in 2002 that it started to flourish. Its sympathizers had previously trickled into Turkey's bureaucracy. With Mr. Erdogan's encouragement, they took over entire institutions. By one estimate, Gulenists held 30% of top jobs in the judiciary and 50% in the police. With his approval, they orchestrated the arrests of thousands of Kurdish activists, army officers, secular types, and journalists. The Gulenists played a decisive role in enabling Erdogan to consolidate power, says Gareth Jenkins, a security analyst.